A peaceful protest by allies and supporters of activists detained during G20 demonstrations held outside of an East Toronto detention facility was brutally attacked by plainclothes and uniformed police officers on Sunday afternoon. At 11 a.m., about 100 people and more than a dozen journalists gathered in Jimmy Simpson Park, where organizers of the demonstration negotiated with police for an escorted peaceful march along several blocks leading to the detention center.
We will not try to take the road. We will not try to cross the street. There will be bicycle cops escorting us. We ask that in the event of a disperse, if they ask us to disperse, that people leave calmly, that people walk, and that people leave in groups, that you do not leave individually. And that is for safety.
People present expressed their varied reasons for supporting activists detained during G20 events.
Well, I'm Danielle Redden, so I'm from Philadelphia. And I actually was at the U.S. Social Forum in Detroit last week. So I came from there to here. I have a long history of organizing with folks in Toronto, with OCAP. I've been working with them for years. So just coming out to support them. Well, I'm here as a legal observer, so as I'm going to have my hat on. So I've been doing legal observing for a long time, so I was here to play that role. It seems like, particularly with the arrest last night, and also the targeting of organizers, particularly organizers of color, from No One Is Illegal, is just really troubling, and just, what that does to organizing, how that kind of scares people out of being leaders and doing effective work. So, I think it's good that people are out here supporting those folks. So.
My name's Charles Van Vliet, trade unionist. I'm here because people shouldn't be arrested for, saying what they believe. I think this is turning into a little bit of a police state. I don't like the G8 and G20. I don't like what they're doing to this planet, particularly now that we got a 13-month-old. They're not doing crap for him. They're doing it for themselves. So I'm a little angry and a little frustrated what's going on.
My name is Alex Murphy, and my partner was a legal observer at the Novotel Hotel. And him and about 100 other people were arrested there. I was also detained in this area for a long time. But the police eventually let a few people go, and they let us go. I don't know why. I just think it's important for them to know that we're outside, and even though the police will pick off certain people, we won't be divided by the people that they choose to arrest.
I'm John Muir, and I'm here basically because I think the arrests were a little bit outrageous. From what I've seen on the media, there was two cruiser that got burned and 400 people arrested. Doesn't make any sense to me. I think somebody is taking the occasion to do a certain restriction on demonstration and protesting, which is not good. This is Canada, so we have a right to protest, and that's the only right we got with leaders that don't listen.
At the detention facility, a film studio converted to hold detained and arrested protesters, the crowd assembled across the street, cheering and singing. Three of those held inside were released to cheers from supporters. However, only minutes later, and under the watch of numerous film and video cameras, a white van pulled up to the scene, and ununiformed, plainclothes officers ran out of the vehicle and into the crowd, shoving people aside to target several individuals for arrest. Almost immediately, the police line moved in, with lowered helmets and batons flying. Rubber bullets were shot into the crowd as protesters fled the scene frantically and in tears.
I saw something I've just never seen before. A bunch of undercover cops hopped out of vans and started running through the crowd, pushing people. And then the police line advanced and people came out with batons. That was really freaky.
Activists made an effort to regroup, but were forced to disperse by police intimidation as an emergency task force vehicle and dozens more riot police arrived on the scene.
Oh! most peaceful manifest demonstration I've ever seen. Like, no graffitis, nothing, absolutely nothing. But yeah, that's stupid.
That was scary.
Yeah, just when the man started to spoke like about the event of yesterday, and that is truly what happened. I mean, the liberty of speaking is.